الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا ليهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. One of the central themes of tasawwuf, or purifying the soul, is an idea called wukuf al-qalbi. Wukuf al-qalbi actually comes from the first word of this term, actually comes from the verb waqafa yaqifu. Waqafa yaqifu wukufan fahuwa waqif. And waqafa yaqifu means to stop or to halt or to stand still. So that's the first term. The second term, al-qalbi, means pertaining to the heart. So wukuf al-qalbi means the halting of the heart, or the stopping of the heart, or the standing still of the heart. And this is one of the central themes in tasawwuf. So what do we mean by the standing still of the heart, or the stopping of the heart? Basically, what this concept implies or entails is that a person, through his ibadat, through his submission to the sunnah, through his daily dhikr, come to the state where his heart stops on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning his focus becomes Allah. The focus of his heart becomes Allah. His thinking, his heart, his desire, his goals, his dreams, his aspirations, his central focus in life, it stops on Allah. It becomes firm on Allah for the sake of Allah. This is what we mean by wukuf al-qalbi. Now, because this is kind of, these terms are kind of theoretical, people have a difficult time understanding it, but this actually exists in our daily lives in so many ways. Unfortunately, not on Allah, but in other things. For example, if somebody in your family passes away, or somebody that's very close to you passes away, for 3 or 4 days straight, you will not be able to think about anything else. All you'll think about is that person, that they passed away. I can't believe that they're not here anymore. I can't believe all the good times that we had, and we won't have those times anymore. I remember when that person said this to me, or when that person said that to me. No matter what you do, you're driving, you're thinking about that. You're talking to your friend, you're still thinking about that in the back of your mind. You're at school, you're in class, that thought is still lingering in the back of your mind. That's called wukuf al-qalbi. Now, in that case, the heart has stopped or stood still on something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it exists in our daily lives. The same thing with this whole incident that occurred in New York. People, when they heard this news, even the Muslims, their hearts that became very focused on this. So they would be talking to people, but they would still be thinking about this. Most often they'd be talking to people about this, but if they had to do anything else, if they were in class, if they were driving, if they were at home, they were constantly thinking about this event. Why? Because the heart had become stopped, the heart standing still on this event. There were no distractions. Similarly, when there's a big exam, if you have a big exam tomorrow, no matter who you talk to, no matter where you go, no matter whether you're eating or you're about to sleep or you're doing something else, you're always remembering that exam. That's called wukuf al-qalbi. It means that your heart stops still on a particular concept. Now, of course, in tasawwuf, the goal is that your heart stops still on the focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the goal of every person who makes effort to develop their heart. That you get to the state where no matter what you do, no matter who you talk to, no matter where you go, no matter what time of day, your heart is always remembering Allah. It's always focused. You can't even change it if you wanted to. If somebody comes to you and talks to you about something else, you'll talk to them, but inside you're still focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how deep your connection is with Allah. And that's the goal for each person who aims to develop their heart, that they establish wukuf al-qalbi. Now, wukuf al-qalbi is kind of strange because it not only is it a state, but it's an exercise. So it's one of the strange things that actually has two faces. So not only is it a state, but it's an exercise. Meaning, you can't just wake up in the morning and say, I am now in wukuf al-qalbi. It's a state that you have to enter. But it comes through exercising that feeling. So by sitting down for a particular, you know, part of the day, or by constantly returning your focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day, you make yourself more likely to enter this state of wukuf al-qadr, which is actually something that has nothing to do with effort, but it's just a natural state. So initially it takes effort, but then subsequently once you progress to a certain level, it becomes a common state. So initially you have to do your regular dhikr. Initially it takes extra fasting. Initially it takes regular prayers in the masjid. Initially it takes a submission to the sunnah. Once you do all these things, then this state becomes permanent, and then you begin to constantly, without much effort, be able to enjoy it. And the result is that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter who you speak to, you will always be focused on Allah. Your prayers become deep. Your actions become deep. Everything that has meaning in your life becomes deeper. That's one of the benefits. The second benefit is that once you've achieved the state of wukuf al-qalbi, then you actually have a new criterion by which you can judge all of your deeds. So if you have wukuf al-qalbi, you've now established wukuf al-qalbi in your life, and you know that you're constantly focused on Allah, and you go and you do some sin, you fight with your parents, okay? Or you go and eat some, you know, you eat something what you probably should not have eaten. Or you see something you probably should not have seen. Or you hear something that you should not have heard. And you feel a decrease in your wukuf al-qalbi. That's how you'll know that act is now detrimental to your spirituality. You can't tell if an act is detrimental to your spirituality until you actually have spirituality. Once you achieve a little bit of it, then every act that you do has a new criterion by which you can judge it. This is what the Prophet ﷺ meant when he said, ask your heart when you're deciding to do certain deeds. Right? There's a very famous hadith that if your heart says it's okay, then go ahead and do it. If you feel comfortable with it, then go ahead and do it. And what this means is that now that you've been given the state of Islam, now that you've been given a connection with Allah, if your heart feels comfortable doing some act, then you should go ahead and do it. Meaning you don't feel a detriment in your connection to Allah. And in fact, this is how some of the ulama define taqwa. How do you define taqwa? Taqwa is defined as leaving every single deed which causes even the slightest decrease in your connection with Allah. Meaning it implies that you had a connection with Allah previously, and then every deed that you do that decreases that connection with Allah, leaving that deed is called taqwa. So this is the goal of each of us, is that, number one, we establish this. And how do you establish it? It's very simple. Just by doing whatever the Prophet ﷺ did. Coming to the masjid for prayer. It's such a huge deal to come to the masjid for prayer. That's something that the Prophet ﷺ did for every single prayer. Similarly, reading Quran on a regular basis. Meeting with Muslims, helping Muslims, doing all the good deeds that a Muslim normally does, and then leaving the sins that cause a Muslim to backtrack in his path. When you do these simple things, then, inshallah, over time, these states begin to develop. They're just natural. You don't even need to aim for them. And then they become a criterion by which you can then judge all of your further deeds. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to establish wukuf al-qalbi in our lives, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a 24-hour basis, and to constantly turn our heart and our focus back towards Allah such that it becomes a permanent state within us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين درود